You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to you to All Things Therapy Podcast. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. This is my co-host, my calico cat, Smells, who loves to be in videos often while I'm doing sessions online and this podcast. Welcome to Thursday, September 2nd. I want to give my mama a happy birthday. It is my mom, Dixie's birthday. And though she's not listening right now because she was hit severely by Hurricane Ida in the New Orleans area, her home, it's safe, it's standing. She is a generator, so I intend to send her this show for her to listen. Happy birthday, Mom. And to all of you affected by Hurricane Ida, I just send my heart out, my thoughts, my intentions for recovery. I have on my New Orleans Saints football shirt. I'm a native New Orleanian where I own a home, and I did sustain some damage. However, it is completely repairable, and I'm feeling in better spirits than I was yesterday, just feeling kind of overwhelmed. And my guest today is going to help all of us cope with and address the emotions that I sense that we are all feeling from time to time, of being overwhelmed, being sensitive, feeling helpless even, and wondering what is going on and what do we need to do? How do we position ourselves and our mind and our heart and our lives? And this is a friend, Mark Mezzadorian. I will bring him on in just a few more moments. I want to direct you to my website. If you don't know about it, it is nolatherapy.com, the abbreviation for New Orleans Los Angeles Therapy. com. I'm in Los Angeles right now and doing repairs from afar, and just intending everyone's safety and well-being wherever you are evacuated, wherever you are today. And I'm trying to think of what else, you know, just to really be kind to yourself. I've been noticing that when I start to feel overwhelmed and scattered and even dissociative, it's called in psychotherapy terminology, where it's like it's hard for you to even know what you're doing. Like, and it can be dangerous when you're driving. You know, a friend of mine had an accident the other day, feeling dissociative and overwhelmed. So just be really careful. You might even want to pull over, put your hand on your heart, on your stomach. I do that. Take a few deep breaths. Just ground yourself into the moment. And you know that everything's going to be okay. I say go easy, Lisa. It's all right. You know, reach out to friends. I was feeling a bit isolated, and so I reached out to some friends in my community through text, and that helped a lot. I've been emailing people as they come to mind, like, hey, how are you doing? It can help when you're feeling isolated to reach out to someone else and make that connection. That's always been a go-to in my life. That's helped me immensely. So I offer that to you as an option and a strategy. Follow me on social media at Nola Therapy on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I haven't posted in the last week. I've been just really internal with my own process, but I will be posting this show. It's my delight and joy to do this podcast. And with that, I want to thank my sponsor, BetterHelp.com. They are an online therapy platform providing video, phone, and text therapy through their platform. They offer financial aid if you qualify. You can connect with a counselor within 24 hours in any state where you live, and they deal with a range of issues: anxiety, depression, LGBT issues, stress, anger management, whatever it is. And as my listener, they will give you 10% off to try them out. Go to betterhelp.com/ATT for all things therapy, betterhelp.com/ATT. It will be in the show notes. So I am so delighted to have you on again. Mark Mezzadorian is a friend. We met at Mystic Journey Bookstore a few years ago in Los Angeles, where he was leading a beautiful guided meditation. And Mark, you provide your clients with intuitive guidance and clarity to help us remove blocks, create peace and harmony within ourselves by connecting with the angelic realm, spirit guides. You offer ancestral clearings. You've been offering a lot on your YouTube channel, Mark Mezzadorian, leading meditations. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm glad to connect with you, and I'm glad to be here and recognizing it's a super intense time for people, and I'm glad that your property is safe, and we'll do some work today during this time to bring peace to everyone, recognizing it's a complex time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday to you, Mark.
That's sweet. I will tell her. You know, I'm curious, what are the angels saying and offering to us right now specifically?
The main thing is a perspective and a context, which is, and it's going to sound incredibly simple, which is to focus on ourselves. Okay. There's so much happening. There's so much happening that feels overwhelming. And also things happening like what's happening in Afghanistan and such, where it makes us feel helpless and hopeless, or hurricanes. And it's recognizing when we come to ourselves first and get grounded, centered, ask the angels and guides for help, doing things that create self-care so we are centered, that we have an ability to be who we actually are, to use all of our tools. And from that space, from that centered space, our conscious adult space, then we venture out and connect with people. I know that could be difficult, people with children and lots of family around, or huge communities, but it's just a perspective to have. Part of that perspective is an encouragement for us to not be afraid of other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to judge, withhold judgments and criticisms and us, them types of mentality.
Across the board. And that could be really hard. I was speaking with one of my oldest angel friends, and she just had the perspective, which is about the Taliban. You know, what's the point of us hating them? You know, it's just perpetuating the exact same energy. That might be difficult, but it seemed like, well, what could we do to create a space that's not validating what they're doing or their perspective being, you know, what's the point of being afraid of women and demonizing women? But it's just seeing what is the space to understand that is happening and to back away from hate into a space of unconditional love. You know,
well, I think it's the energy that I hear you speaking about. Hate, regardless of which side, is still hate that creates negativity and problems.
Yeah, exactly. But also just the idea of, like, so for hating someone, if we're angry at someone, for blaming someone, where's our power? It's non-existent.
Right. You know, it's focused elsewhere.
It's outside. Yeah. So if we come back to this space of what's happening right here, you know.
And how can we do that? Because I know in the last few days, I've been challenged, and I've been asking myself how to do that for myself.
Do you think it's prayer, it's intention, it's using anything like a tool, like a crystal, an angel card, whatever it is, that it's helpful to have these outside things.
Angel cards,
cats, you know, but just doing what we can to come to a space of center. And even saying something out loud using our free will, like, thank you, angels, for helping me. Thank you for helping the world.
Well, that's something I learned from you several years ago about thank you, angels, inviting them in. Can you talk to our listeners about that, how we can access them, how they connect with us, most basically?
Yeah, most basically, we do work with free will and very simply using our voices to say, like, thank you, angels, for helping me. Thank you for helping me with every part of my life. And just trusting that will work. And if we mainly get things out of the way, releasing any idea that the angels work through the lens of worth and deserving with us, they don't. They work with unconditional love. But it just, everything gets prompted by our request.
Okay.
And if we don't tell them what to do, also, thank you, angels, for helping me. So, you know, can we tell your fence story real quick, which is a divine story?
Yeah.
Basically, you were mentioning before, do you want to tell what happened?
Which story?
With your fence.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I was telling Mark before we came live that before I came to Los Angeles, my fence is old, and I was like, universe, I want a new fence. I don't want to pay for it. Bring me a new fence while I'm in Los Angeles without harming anyone. And this morning my neighbors sent me pictures. My entire fence fell down and it didn't harm anyone. A section fell on my vehicle, but it actually looks like the vehicle's okay. So, and my insurance is going to go, you know, add up the damages and cover it. So it's like, thank you. I found myself being grateful. And I called the neighbor. I think he didn't understand why I was so happy that my whole fence fell down. But I was like, it's a blessing. It's a gift. you know? So yeah, that was, that kind of helped me shift into like, yeah, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. So you put something out into the universe and in an unexpected way, it came forward.
Right.
If we think of that with, if we see nothing as being complicated and recognize, you know, what do angels do? And just for clarity, my goal with angels is to make it as practical and simple as possible. Nothing woo-woo, nothing with hierarchy, nothing with grandiosity, mm-hmm. just authentic connection, and recognize the relationship that we could build with them or grow with them. And that is very simply done through intention and language, and then allowing, giving them room to present to them what it is that is on our minds and give them room to work and to trust what comes forward.
Is it necessary, Mark, on a daily basis to ask the angels for guidance and assistance or not? Are they?
I would say so. And I would call it checking your voicemail.
Okay.
Because, you know, in the morning, you know, my first words are, thank you, angels, for this wonderful day. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. Thank you for all my interactions being positive. Thank you for this wonderful day. Anything you want me to know? So I'll ask them, like, you know, to get into conversation with them, to relationship, build a relationship with them. And then there's that interaction, then I let it go.
Okay.
So it's not the space where I'm constantly tuning in. I don't think that works well for people, because then you're not really present.
Right.
And then who's in charge, ultimately? You know, so it's establishing the day with prayer and intention, and then seeing what happens in a positive way.
And isn't it also accurate that we don't worship angels? We just simply thank them for their presence and help.
Gratitude goes a long way for sure. But to what the worship idea gets into, one of our core wounds, or our core wounds as humans, is we are taught that we are insignificant, mm-hmm. and essentially that we suck, and we don't suck.
Wow.
You know, that, you know, very simply that the angels love us unconditionally. We work with free will. It's, we engage with them. They'll get our attention. You know, we build a relationship with them over time. But it's a seeing the space where we do connect with them freely and allow them to help us and to witness what that's like for us. What I know to be true, and it's really, I think, fascinating to witness, is that our physical bodies respond really well to any kind of angelic connection, any kind of intuitive work, that okay. our bodies relax and our systems relax.
Okay, you know? That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any guided meditation I've done with you, be it in person or on your mm-hmm. YouTube, actually, that's the one thing I take away is deep relaxation in my physical yeah. body.
Yeah, we're hardwired for it. And so it's seeing what's actually happening in that interaction, which is, it's bypassing all this interference into a space on a DNA level, on a cellular level, that our bodies know exactly what's happening.
Okay.
And that we can relax into it, which is, we're not here by ourselves. We're not working in isolation. And that includes other people for sure, but also angels, guides, goddesses, masters, you know, loved ones.
Yeah. You know, also something I learned from you, Mark, and I still do it on a nightly basis, is I put my phone on airplane mode
yeah.
before going to bed. Can you share with our listeners some of the reasoning why that's
Absolutely.
A helpful thing?
Absolutely. So this is, September is the beginning of 19 months of, you know, all of this with the pandemic, which has been a fascinating time. But one of the main things, and it's not been talked about a lot, is that we're home getting, having a lot of exposure to our technology. So what Lisa's, what you're referring to is sleep, how to have a really sustained night's sleep. And wireless technology, it's fantastic technology. It's not great for our psychology or for our physical bodies. So we need a break from it, and that would come at nighttime. So indeed, not using your phone as an alarm clock, perhaps having it completely off or on airplane mode in another room, mm-hmm. and also taking additional steps of turning off Wi-Fi at night. A really great solution is to put it on a timer. Let's say it's off from midnight till 7 a.m. when it's not being used. And the other thing to be mindful of is any wireless assistant system, like an Alexa system or Google Plus, that is constantly blasting out a radius as far as it could hear your voice. It's constant. It's not only when you speak. And so it's like a bit of a cell tower in your house.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's something to perhaps question, perhaps to question the validity of and perhaps to release.
Okay.
And just seeing what I suggest to people, honestly, is to turn everything off for a night and see how you sleep.
I love that suggestion.
And see what gets restored, and recognizing, you know, how valuable we need time to reboot. Mm-hmm. And our cells, you know, the sound of Wi-Fi is, you know, it's constant, and yeah. It's like agitation. And I think the contrast we can get is to walk into nature, perhaps without a phone or turning the phone off, and to see how you feel. Mm-hmm. And what we can do to replicate that environment in our own homes, which would be to turn things off. And I know people get concerned about the wireless, the Wi-Fi of neighbors, especially in apartments. Distance really is our friend with wireless technology. So if we could trust that by the time that gets to you, it's a pretty weak signal.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, or get into conversation with their neighbors about turning things off also. Sorry, go ahead.
Sure. No, it's okay. I'm an advocate of suggesting to people to once a day have a cell phone free time in your day. And I noticed that because of dealing with the hurricane aftermath, mm-hmm. that I haven't taken a cell phone free day in about 2 or 3 days. And mm-hmm. I really felt it today. So before our show, I went on a walk. I actually went to the gym, left my phone at home, and it mm-hmm. felt so restoring to just not even have an electronic device on me. I mean, anything can wait an hour or so.
Indeed.
And so I find it to be immensely helpful, as well as the phone on airplane mode. And the alarm will still work on your phone, even if it's on airplane mode. And I put it in another room as well, mm-hmm. as you suggested. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to thank you. It's been so beneficial.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that that's been effective for you. I want to point out one other thing. This information comes from a book called Digital Minimalism by a guy named Cal Newport, who's a professor at Georgetown University. And he has a book, it's about the psychological and physiological impact of social media and digital technology. And he points out a really fascinating thing, and it's backed up in a separate article by Ellen Hendrickson in Psychology Today, which is the psychological effects of technology, which causes anxiety. Mm-hmm. And one of the key roots of that is that we're not using our brains in balance anymore. With the phones, everything is short, everything is staccato, everything is quick. And so what has diminished over time is long brainwaves. So most mm-hmm. things now are short brainwaves. And so long brainwaves would come from reading, walking in nature, meditation, having a long conversation. And so we're just witnessing that diminishing. And it's easier, I think, to see the effect of that in teenagers and younger people.
Okay. That makes so much sense hearing you mm-hmm. say that.
Yeah.
The long brainwaves versus the short brainwaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds very simple. I notice in even mentioning that, people go, oh yeah, you know, and it's just recognizing what's it like to use our brains in balance. Mm-hmm. And in the article by Ellen Hendrickson, she identifies anxiety to be about uncertainty. And so mm-hmm. everything now is on through a device like a phone, that in-person communication, I've witnessed this in my nieces and nephews, in-person communication becomes daunting or terrifying because you don't know.
It's not familiar.
It's not familiar. You don't know what people are going to do. They could freak out.
Go on, Mark, and then I'll say.
Oh, just as that, like just having that filter, but it's just seeing how that has changed our behavior and how our brains are working, how our brains are wired.
Yeah. You know, I heard that sentiment expressed even after the, what do you call it? Staying in place orders from the pandemic, people quarantining in place, and then coming out and socializing in person. A lot of my clients, friends, mm-hmm. and myself at first felt anxiety mm-hmm. around socializing again with mm-hmm. people and in groups. And it quickly passed because I know this is important. Being in face-to-face with people, communication, socialization is so important. And do it even if you feel anxious, and eventually it abates. Mm-hmm. And so I recall people feeling that recently.
Yeah. Yes. It's a huge thing. And if we recognize, coming back to a point we made earlier, this is 19 months, for the most part, people are out more in recent months, maybe not so much now, but you know, being home with your technology getting blasted all the time is that's something that's not been spoken about. And it's so it's doing what we can, especially at night, to let our bodies reboot and have a different experience.
Yes.
I want to point out, I have on my website, it's called Solutions for Anxiety. It has a wireless protocol of like the things to turn off. It's all free and just basically turning things off. But it's getting to identifying what objects, what devices to do that with and why.
Oh, that's interesting.
It has linked to at the bottom of the Psychology Today article, but also a half hour interview with that Professor Newport from Georgetown on digital minimalism.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like to do next, Mark? How should we spend the rest of our time?
I think we should let's connect with the angels. Let's do a nice healing meditation, and we'll include everything and everyone, including people in Louisiana, people in back east, in New York, and Pennsylvania, Connecticut, everyone who's impacted by the hurricane and flooding and lots of rain.
Awesome. And Afghanistan, too, I know you've been mentioning and speaking to.
Afghanistan and Lebanon and Iran and Haiti.
Yeah.
And here. So, and anyone, I think one of the things the angels do talk about often, and they have for years, which is, let's create a world where no one gets lost. And if we think of that, that includes everyone, which includes people who are raised to fear women. You know, what's like to not to forget them, or people who perhaps are feeling like they want to do something violent, mm-hmm. or anything involving self-harm. We'll just work with the angels with that idea in mind, that everyone feels seen, heard, valued, connected, and letting our hearts open and have a brand new experience.
I love that.
Yeah. Wonderful. So let's just all just take in a breath. And we'll just pray. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. Thank you, Archangels and Ascended Masters, for all the goodness, all the peace, all the love, and all the joy that is here for each of us right now. Thank you to the angelic realm, the elemental realm, our ancestors, spirit guides, animal guides, and guardian angels. We thank you for this opportunity right now, for wonderful peace, for serenity, for grace, for presence. And we thank you, angels, for being so strong and present with us right now. We'll just take in a breath. Wonderful. And if we could just notice right where you are, right where Lisa is, right where everyone listening is, right where I am, if we could just notice the presence of the angels. They're not bound by or limited by time or space. We'll just notice angels being with each of us right now. And let's indeed take a moment to engage with our free will. And if we could very simply to say out loud, thank you, angels, for being with me. And out loud, thank you, angels, for helping me in every part of my life. Wonderful. If we could notice three figures, Archangel Raphael is the angel of healing, Archangel Ariel, who's the angel of environments, and also Mother Mary. If we could let Mother Mary be a nurturing figure, and if you align her with religion, great. If you don't, let's just let her be a nurturing guide, a nurturing goddess. If we could breathe in and notice those three figures, Ariel, Raphael, and Mary, connecting with your nervous system. And the same way that someone would take your pulse, perhaps through pulse points, if we could feel perhaps your wrists, your neck, your spine, but the three of them connecting your heart, the three of them connecting with your nervous system. If we could just breathe in. And if we could notice telepathically the two angels and Mother Mary communicating directly with every single cell in your body. So any single cell or the trillions of cells being infused with any kind of stress or fear or agitation, if we could notice them communicating a space of perfect flow, perfect grace, and perfect love, releasing any energy that might feel frantic or disjointed, and allowing, like a ballet, like elegant, organized movement for every single cell in your body to move perfectly, to be infused with love. And if we could breathe in to the sensation, the feeling of being seen, of being touched, of being heard. And if we could just breathe in a breath of the fact that you matter, that your well-being matters, your peace of mind matters. And as you receive care right where you are right now, if we could notice whether you feel it, see it, hear it, or know it, and whether that's subtle or overt, if we could notice millions of angels at work right now, millions of angels at work right now in the lives of your loved ones, the lives of your community, and anywhere where people need help, places in the path of a hurricane or a storm, nations in unrest like Afghanistan, anywhere where there's a lack of provisions like Lebanon, or harm or persecution happening like Iran. If we could just breathe in and just notice the angels at work. And if we could just come back to focusing on the touch of Raphael, Ariel, and Mary, right where you are. Let's very simply, be it a physical movement of relaxing where you are or leaning back, let's very simply just give them more room to help, more room to access, more room for flow. And if we could do something 1% or even half of 1%, if we could very simply let Mother Mary access any fear that you might feel, any fear, any sense of threat, 1% or half of 1%. So if we could breathe in, let her address, bring harmony to, and acknowledge that feeling. And very simply acknowledging that you are seen, heard, and cared for right now. That any part of us that is asking of Mother, Father, God, or the angels, or the universe, do you see that? Do you see what's happening? And if we could see and feel and hear the answer being yes. And if we could just take in a breath and receive ourselves right now. Like the air mask on the airplane, receiving first and creating a space of capacity to help others. But if we could notice the angels are with everyone on the planet at once, creating a space of unconditional love, releasing fear, releasing threats, intervening in any way, shape, or form where there is any thought of oppression, harm, or violence toward other people. Opening hearts, opening minds, if we could breathe in. And once again, to notice and know that that is happening. And to come back to right where you are with Ariel, Raphael, and Mary. If we could notice Archangel Ariel, female angel, let's notice her standing up. And let's notice her working with the top of your head, the crown chakra, and the chakras above your head. If we could just notice her infusing into your physical body, mental body, emotional body, and energetic body, a great flow of unconditional love, which might look like white light. And if we could just lovingly notice her at work right now, creating flow. And once again, within that flow, we'll notice every single cell in our bodies in motion right now. Every single system in our bodies being seen, heard, touched, and infused with unconditional love. So we'll just breathe in and notice that our nervous systems are loved right now, infused with unconditional love. Our immune system is working perfectly. Our circulatory systems, your heart, your veins. Our digestive systems, respiratory system, reproductive system, muscular and structural systems, everything connected with your senses, everything connected with sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. Your system of intuition. And if we could notice any alert systems that we might have, especially anything involving hypervigilance, if we could just breathe in and perhaps let the volume go down on hypervigilance. And this is not making you helpless, but very simply recognizing that you are safe and well right now as your conscious adult self, that we could trust what's happening, that we could be aware of where we physically are right now, and notice that you are safe. And we can once again affirm that the angels are at work for anyone in need anywhere in the world and in the worlds and the lives of our loved ones. So we'll just breathe in. Let's allow that hypervigilance to relax 1%, 10%, 20%. Or more. And whether you feel this, see it, hear it, or know it, we can notice Mother Mary looking you directly in the eyes and reassuring you. Recognizing that she is right here for you. She is right there with you. And if we could let her treat you, address you, help you like a mother or grandmother would, with great affection, great care, a great eye for detail, and wonderful peace. So indeed, if we could notice Mother Mary touching your heart, and if we could let her touch all aspects of your heart, your physical heart, your heart chakra, your etheric heart, your heart center, and letting her infuse every one of those elements of the heart with perfect peace, perfect balance, perfect assurance, and if we could breathe in to the guidance, the thought, the belief that it's safe for you to be safe. Safe for you to focus on yourself first, then help others. It's safe for you to be centered. It's safe to be balanced. It's safe to use all of our spiritual skills. Safe to use our spiritual toolbox. And it's safe to be seen. It's also safe to be helped. So if we could just breathe in. And if we could take a moment just to notice your physical body. And to notice any changes. And if we could notice in this moment any part of your body that would like or requires more attention, more information. Be that a joint, an organ, a system. If we could just breathe in and notice Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing, directly taking action to touch that part of those parts of your being, your body. He is specifically pointing toward or working on joints like knees, hips, shoulders, spines, jaws, necks, And if we could just breathe in and perhaps having a thought or even saying it out loud, this affirmation, which is, I am flexible and free. It is safe for me to be safe. It is safe for me to receive. I welcome the highest good in my life. If we could breathe in, we'll say a few more affirmations. And if we could say out loud, I live on a peaceful planet. I live on a planet where everyone's needs are met and exceeded. I live in a world where no one gets lost. I celebrate everyone being seen, heard, and feeling worthy. I recognize the generosity of the universe. I recognize that I am part of the good on this planet. Thank you. Wonderful. If we could just breathe in, if we could let everything refresh, yourselves, your thoughts, your emotions, your body. If we could notice once again, Mother Mary's gentle gaze, her graceful gaze, right at you, right on you. Once again, whether you feel this, see it, hear it, or know it, and whether that's a flash or a whisper or a nudge or something more overt, let's trust that she's connected with you, that she really sees you, and that she's invested in your well-being. It's worth noting with perspective that, especially since things became very intense in Afghanistan, that Mother Mary's come through nearly every single day in the work that she's been coming forward with great care, great love. So if we could just breathe in and notice what it's like to even more, perhaps 10% more, to feel included in her care, included in her love, and to let the highest good happen. And if we could just breathe in and say out loud, thank you, Mother Mary, for caring for me. Thank you, Archangel Raphael, for healing me in all ways. Thank you, Archangel Ariel, for cleansing and clearing my environment. Thank you all for helping the planet to thrive. Thank you. Wonderful. So we'll just breathe in. And let's indeed notice one of the first piece of guidance and images that came forward of millions of angels at work in the United States, anywhere or anyone impacted by storms. Anyone who needs assistance, anyone who needs healing, anyone who needs hope, anyone feeling helpless, letting the angels go to them. Let the angels help everyone in Afghanistan, Lebanon, Iran, Haiti, all over the world. If we could just breathe into the buoyancy of hope, the bigness of hope, and recognizing that it's safe for us to be well, it's safe for us to be centered, it's safe for us to receive, and it's safe for us to celebrate this growing connection and refreshed connection with the angels, the guides, and the goddesses. And with generosity, peace, and ease, we thank the presence of Mother, Father, God, and all the archangels and ascended masters. We thank as well the angelic realm, the elemental realm, our ancestors, spirit guides, animal guides, and guardian angels, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity to celebrate peace, harmony, help, and joy. We celebrate all the goodness that is here and great things happening in our lives and on the planet. And with generosity, peace, ease, love, and joy, we quite simply and lovingly ask for this or something better right now in all directions of time. And so it is.
Ah, how is this experience for you, Mark, as you lead these meditations?
Well, one, it's this being hyper-present and truly seeing the system that is here, which is, you know, I pray and just they guide. Mm. And it's my job to report.
Thank you.
Just notice what's here. You're welcome. How do you feel after doing that?
I feel relaxed and more clear-minded than before.
What surprised you that came forward?
You know, I felt a breeze go by when you were speaking at the end about Mother Mary being present with us. There was like a breeze that came through my window stronger. So I took that as like, wow, that's her.
Yeah.
That surprised me.
They get our attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to put forward for everyone listening now or on the recording that you are included, that this includes all of us. And it's once we mentioned before, one of our wounds is that we are excluded. You are included, that we are all loved. And this is our work right now, is to let ourselves be loved, to acknowledge the role of love in our lives, and to love other people, even people we don't know.
Yes, I think that's so important. Mm-hmm. Always, yet especially right now.
Yeah.
And Mark, how may people find you if they are interested to work with you and learn more?
My website, which is my name, markmezzadorian.com. I am active on Instagram every single day. It's a great social media platform to connect with me on. And you mentioned before YouTube. I have a ton of free content on YouTube. And it's there to be engaged with. There's lots of meditations. There's playlists. There is a playlist called Start Here, which is a good place to do short, simple angel meditations, most of which involve clearing. There's also, because the energy has changed, the angels' messages have changed a bit this summer. Mm-hmm. And so there's a playlist called New Territory.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How have they changed the messages?
It's the focus is squarely on what we've been talking about, which is let's receive ourselves first.
Okay.
Let's not worry about what Joe across the street's doing or what that guy's doing or that person's doing. Let's not worry about that. Let's not give away our power outside of ourselves. Just like, oh, that person's scaring me. Let's come right here and let's be centered. Let's focus on what we want. Let's focus on love. Let's trust our free will and let's let that ripple out.
I like that.
So that's been a pervasive message from them. And also recognizing, once again, like your feds, that let's just put forward what we want into the universe. Let's not react. Mm. Let's respond and intend. What do we want to have happen? We all want peace and love.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it may look different, but we all want peace and love.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. This was so wonderful to have today with you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate sharing time with you and everyone listening.
You're welcome. I will see you when we see each other.
Indeed. Yes. Yeah.
Take care. That concludes my show today with Mark Mezzadorian, wonderful person and practitioner, markmezzadorian.com. His YouTube channel, Mark Mezzadorian. I hope you enjoyed the meditation and conversation. All of my love, and I'll be back with you next week.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.